Tom Chase, you guys got any parking tickets you need fixed or something?
Is that how you got to start this off?
Really, really. We're going to start off with a felony. Is that it, Scott?
Yeah. Is that it? I mean, he is in uniform today, I believe. I think he's probably got those handcuffs with him.
I meant, did you have a question you wanted to ask him about it? Oh. Not that.
Well, yeah. That might be for the judge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, might be.
Yeah, that's Chief, can Chase get out of a parking ticket?
Yeah. I have a friend
who I work with on the radio that does that. I know. Yeah,
there's a guy I know.
Yeah. I obey the law all the time, especially when I'm in Bryan.
Yeah, because that ticket he got for the red light, he got in College Station because the camera caught him. Right?
That's right.
Hey, did you hear they turned them back on in Houston?
No, did they?
Really?
Do that?
They turned the RLCs back on in Houston.
They were losing too much money, were they?
Well, they decided that the election was invalid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's
now we've gone to Midland.
Let's not let that catch on.
Is the city of College Station going to come back and look into that situation? That's kind of interesting. Wow. So, experience with red light cameras, Chief?
I have none. The only time I've really been closely associated with them was when I moved here and saw the scandal or controversy.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, I got you. Let's talk this morning several projects, but let's talk first about. The population of Bryan's gone up about 10,000 or so from the census. From a policing standpoint, how does that impact your office?
Well, it really doesn't impact us day to day because, the census numbers just came out, but the actual growth has occurred over the past 10 years. So it's been gradual, and the Bryan Police Department has grown over those 10 years, and it's something we continually monitor to make sure that we have enough officers to respond to all the calls and to serve the population. But, right now we feel like we're okay.
There was a story that we had yesterday that 16% nationwide, 16% of the offenses of driving while impaired apparently involve marijuana as opposed to alcohol. We're basically used to that. Obviously, there are some states where marijuana is legal now, so that causes a bit of a situation. Can you give us an idea of how often something other than alcohol is impairing drivers in this area?
Well, I don't have specific numbers, but I mean, just based on my experience and a reflection of society in general, I'm sure that it's not that uncommon. It's a little bit harder to detect for an officer to stop someone that's under the influence of marijuana than alcohol. The signs of alcohol intoxication are typically a little more obvious, and the old smell of the alcohol and the breath and all those sorts of things. Now, obviously, some of those same things apply to marijuana. If you stop a car and they roll down the window and it looks like Cheech and Chong's third movie, obviously that's going to be a clue. But, I think it's I don't think it's rare here by any stretch of the imagination, but it's still going to trail alcohol in a number of arrests that we make.
Certainly. Now, it also having to do with quantity. Obviously, we see arrests with small quantities of marijuana and large ones. The large ones make more news. But is part of that driven by the fact that having those arrests then does in some way justify money spent for drug enforcement maybe on another level besides just in the city?
I don't think so. I think our officers basically make arrests as they come upon them. In particularly the smaller amounts, it's a small marijuana arrest is typically going to be related to something else, some other traffic stop or some other search or something along those lines. I don't think that they're necessarily geared towards generating numbers for anything or, a bigger picture. I mean, obviously, typically an arrest for a larger amount of marijuana, that's going to be more of an investigation where we're looking at somebody and trying to get someone that's out there selling the stuff.
There's been development to the north end of Main Street in Bryan. They've got the street done and some of the infrastructure there. The buildings are going to have to be added. But arguably, this has been an area that was a marginal area, and that has to be important for people to feel safe to go down there, especially at night. What is the charge of the police department as downtown Bryan continues to expand?
Well, I think the charge for the police department is the same there as it is everywhere in the city. I mean, we want to make our entire city safe, including the downtown area, and I think that it is safe. I think that we have to be ever vigilant, and we are. And as the main street has been redeveloped, I mean, obviously it's brought more people to that area. Therefore, obviously we have to look at more resources when appropriate, just simply because there's more people in the area. But I agree with you. I think it looks beautiful, the street, and I think the buildings are going to come in there. And obviously we'll monitor our policing activities, and as we need to increase patrols there due to the number of people, et cetera, we'll do that.
Of course, First Friday is always a big hit. People like to go down there, lots of people. And you have foot patrols that are up, obviously, during that time. But how about on other weekends? Do you have increased foot traffic, or how's downtown Bryan patrolled?
Yeah, we try to have foot traffic or foot patrol officers there when we can. And it depends on what's going on. But we know that it's a center of business and entertainment, so it's always going to be a place that attracts more attention from the police department simply because of that, because there's going to be more people and more things going on.
Texas legislature has just concluded their session. Is there anything that's up on your radar screen that they're doing that would impact your office in any way?
I haven't seen anything dramatic. I mean, every year there's going to be little changes here and there in the law that we have to look at, and we do that. Typically, we do it on our own, but we also, you know, the Texas Chiefs Association sends out emails and letters and things that talk about how the law has changed and how it impacts police departments. But there's nothing that's earth-shattering that occurred in the last session that I saw.
And obviously, I'd like to talk to you about the police-related shooting. That's always something that that nobody wants to be confronted with. But tell us where we are as far as the investigation is concerned right now.
Well, anytime there's an officer-involved shooting, there's really two investigations that occur. One is the criminal or legal investigation, and that was resolved through, obviously, that was conducted by ourselves and the Texas Rangers, and that was resolved through the grand jury. The second investigation that occurs is an internal investigation where we look at the facts and occurrences around what happened and determine whether it was within police procedures and policies. I would expect to be done before the end of July with that internal investigation. And once we are complete with that, we'll obviously do a media release and let everybody know what we found.
What kind of circumstance would it take for y'all to make some sort of a departmental change whenever something like that happens?
Well, anytime you have a critical event, whether it's an officer-involved shooting or some other dramatic large event, we want to review it and make sure that our policies and procedures cover, you know, everything that we can anticipate. And obviously in our business, you can't anticipate everything. So it's, you know, there'll be a natural review of what occurred. And if we need to make any adjustments, there's nothing glaring that I've seen that would require that, but it's something we will review as a department and make sure that our policies cover everything.
How are we as far as number of officers? Are you where you need to be right now?
Well, I always say I could keep more officers busy, but I don't think there's a police chief in this country that wouldn't say that. So I think we have enough to do the job. But it's something we'll always monitor to make sure we can.
Congress is talking about putting a cap on the deficit. There's always tight money strings as far as the feds are concerned. How much I don't want to say percentage of your budget, but how often are grants a part of your everyday activities, and is that being impacted in any way because of Washington?
Well, I think generally over the last probably a couple years, grants have gone down a little bit, and I don't have a percentage of what it is of our budget, but we do benefit from some federal grants. Right now, the biggest one we have was the COPS hiring grant. We were able to hire 4 extra officers because of that. I'm watching the news like everybody else. I think that probably some of those grant funds are going to dry up, but that's to be expected. And you should never base your operation having to have grants. I mean, grants should be something extra that you have, and that's, I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
Have you gotten figures back from the no refusal weekend?
I know that we arrested 4 drunk drivers and a couple of other alcohol arrests. I think one boating while intoxicated. But I think the really important thing from that weekend was the whole law enforcement of the Brazos Valley banding together and really sending a message, hey, we're not going to tolerate drunk driving, because obviously drunk driving impacts everybody. And you simply cannot drive and be drunk and be safe, period. And you're affecting others when you do it.
Any other thoughts?
No, it's almost football season. I'm excited.
I know you are. And I know that you'll spend some time here and probably some time north of here as well. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning,
Scott,
Chief.
My pleasure.
You bet. Chief Eric Buskey here from the city of Bryan this morning.